just over a month to go until the first official curated place production. We thought we ought to start getting word out to people who can get involved with the exhibition,
which is called
The Modern Lesbian.
And you are?
Rachel Adams.
Rachel, you're a photographer. You've been working with me on this new project for about the last 12 months. Can you tell me a little bit about your ambitions for it, what the project is, and what it's going to be?
Yeah, the project is a series of photographic portraits of women who have been instrumental in shaping Manchester's gay history. Me and Andy started talking about doing a big gay retrospective exhibition of Manchester, but we also felt that this exhibition would stand alone. So we're going to be presenting a series of 15 portraits of women who have been instrumental in shaping Manchester's gay history. But we also want to produce a body of work that reflects lesbians around the country. So we decided to open a live studio within the exhibition space, and that'll be happening over the Pride big weekend in August.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you have selected the women that are involved in the project at the moment?
Yeah, well, I've started to think about the women that have been doing really interesting stuff in Manchester for a while, like Jane Compton, Rosie Lugosi and Claude Cunningham. They're all involved in music and entertainment. But there's also women like Mary Murphy, who's been very active on the political scene for many years. So I started to speak to these people, and also speaking to people at the LGF and people at Pride, and just asking around about any other women who have been instrumental in the gay scene over the last few years. So I put together a group of about 30 people who've been really interesting to speak to.
And you've been recording interviews with these women, haven't you, that we're going to be releasing over the next few weeks, which I take it have informed where the photographs are going to be taken?
Yeah, that's right. I wanted to do a series of environmental portraits that say something about Manchester as a location for political change and revolution, which it has been over the last couple of centuries. So I've done an interview with each woman, and then from that interview I've picked out something that I found interesting, and I'll be making the portraits at those sites.
Are there any stories that really stick in your mind that jump out as being particularly unusual or particularly entertaining or particularly poignant?
Yeah, I mean, Josie Pickering is a really interesting woman to speak to. She's full of life and stories.
Who is Josie Pickering?
Josie Pickering is a lady who's in her 70s. She's had a play made about her. She's been on Woman's Hour. She was a dominatrix up till fairly recently. And she's also a lesbian with a very interesting coming out story. And she's very open about her life story, which is fantastic.
Well, hopefully Josie's interview will be on the site within the next couple of weeks. Can you just tell me whether there have been any themes that have come out from across the generations with women, or any recurring stories or events that have kind of shaped people's lives?
I've been really interested in the political side of the history, in that Manchester has always been a site of political revolution, and also kind of picking up on a few comments that people have made about how Manchester was very important for the UK's gay rights, but how today's generation doesn't necessarily seem to appreciate that, you know, to appreciate the work that people have done in the past. And now that we have such an open society within Manchester, I thought it would be interesting to see what people think, relating that back to their own experiences of coming out and how it used to be like back in the sort of 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s, when it was very, very difficult to be gay.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the event's going to take shape over the big weekend?
Okay, so the exhibition opens on the 21st of August, which is a Saturday. We'll be inviting people to come in and see the photographs, and then we'll be opening the live studio on the 28th of August. So we're inviting all the women who come to Manchester Pride, and those who don't, who are interested in being involved, in coming to the open studio and having their photograph taken.
And the studio's not actually inside the Pride compound, is it?
No, I deliberately wanted it to be outside so that it doesn't exclude anybody who hasn't bought a ticket. So it'll be at 52 Princess Street within the exhibition space.
Would you consider it then that you're creating a new women's space, or is it something else?
I'm really keen to address underrepresentation of lesbians and women. So that's mainly what the project is about. But I also want to create a space where women and men, gay people and straight people and everybody in between feels comfortable mixing. I don't want it to be a women's space entirely, but I want women to come in and feel comfortable and to learn something about lesbian history.
Finally, where can people find out more information about the project?
TheModernLesbian.co.uk.